Yiraisa.
Today's Amud is Yuma Yedzayin Amud Aleph. We're holding on Yedzayin Amud Aleph by the second line by Rav Adib Braid Rav Yitzchak Amar. So the Gemara just mentioned previously a stira between the Mishnah and Tamin and the Mishnah and Midas regarding the location of the Lishkas HaTloim in the Beis HaMaikeh. The Mishnah and Tamid said that the Lishkas HaTloim was in the northwest of the Beis HaMaikeh, and the Mishnah and Midas said that the Lishkas HaTloim was in the southwest of the Beis HaMaikeh. Now, to keep things simple for this Amud, let's try to imagine that the top of the page is north, the bottom of the page is south, the right of the page is east, and the left side of the page, where Tosfos says, that's west. So the Mishnah and Tamid said that the Lishkas HaTloim is in the northwest, so that would be like where the Yudzayin Amud Aleph is on the page. That's the northwest. That's where the Mishnah and Tamid said that the Lishkas HaTloim is. And the Mishnah and Midas said that no, that the Lishkas HaTloim is in the southwest, which is on the bottom left corner of the page. That's where the Lishkas HaTloim is. So the Gemara had said a Teretz, said it's a Machlekes. Now the Gemara is going to say a different Teretz. Rather, Brid Rav Yitzchak Amar, that's not a stira. The Mishnah and Talmud, which says that it was on the top left of the page, in the northwest, and the Mishnah and Midas, which says it was in the southwest, is not a stira. Why? Because Hai Lishka Ksuye Mektsaya, it leaned towards both corners. It wasn't exactly in a corner. It was on the west of the Beis HaMaikeh, and it went somewhat towards the north and also towards the south. It was somewhat northwest and somewhat southwest. If someone was coming from the north, from the north side of the Beis HaMaikeh, he would look at the Lishkas HaTloim and it would appear to him as if it was more south. And someone who was coming from the south into the Beis HaMaikeh, he would see the Lishkas HaTloim and it would look to him like it was in the north. It was some sort of illusion that whichever side you came in, it looked like the Lishkas HaTloim was closer to the other side. So the Mishnah in Tamid, which describes it as being the northwest, is discussing someone who's coming from the south. And the Mishnah in Midas, which describes it as being southwest, refers to someone coming from the north. But really, it wasn't exactly in the corner. So that's the answer to the stira. Umistavra says the Gemara, the Bemaravis Dreimis Havoi, that really, Batsem, it was mainly southwest. That of the two, it extended more towards the south. It was more southwest than it was northwest. What's the raya that the Lishkas HaTloim was really southwest? It was Baker southwest, Mimai. What's the raya? Midramina lechem apanim lechem apanim. From the fact that we asked the stira also regarding the location of the lechem apanim, of the lechem apanim in the Beis HaMaikeh. What was the stira? So it's very interesting that we have a stira about it when we only have one Mishnah that ever even told us the location of it. The Mishnah in Midai said that the Lishka for the Lechem Apanim was on the southeast. So that's the bottom right of the page. That the Lishka for the Lechem Apanim was in the southeast, the bottom right of the page. The Mishnah in Tamid didn't tell us where the Lechem Apanim is. So what's the stira? So Rashi explains that once the Mishnah in Tamid told us that the Lishka Satlam is on the north west, on the top left of the page, so then we assume that we're going to go, that when the Mishnah then went on to count and to describe the different Lishkas that were there, we're going to go to the Yamin. You're always supposed to turn to the Yamin, so we're going to assume we were going to the Yamin, or we'll call that counterclockwise. So if you're starting on the northwest, on the top left of the page, and you go counterclockwise, you're next going to count southwest, the bottom left of the page, then you're going to count southeast, the bottom right of the page, and then you're going to count northeast, the top right of the page. Now, in the Mishnah in Tamid, after it told us that the Lishkas HaTloim was in the northwest, the last Lishka told us about in the Beis HaMaikeh was the Lechem Apanim. So if we're going Derech Yamin, if we're going counterclockwise, it's going to come out that according to the Mishnah and Tamid, the Lishka for the Lechem Apanim was on the northeast, which was on the top right of the page. Not like the Mishnah Midas, which says it was on the southeast, on the bottom right of the page. So that's the stira. So we ask this stira. Now the Rabbeinu Chanan on Amud Beis points out that we don't find in Shas ever that we actually asked this stira, but Al Karcha, you have to say that it was part of the Torah Shabbat Peh, that when they learned these Mishnayos, they asked this stira. They asked the stira regarding the Lechem Apanim, another stira between the Mishnah and Tamid and the Mishnah and Midas. And we answered that Amrav Huna Breid Rav Yeshua, Mar Kachashav Derech Yamin, that the Mishnah and Midas if you go through all the lishkais that were described in the Mishkah, the Mishnah and Midos, it was always going derech yamin. It was going counterclockwise. It told us that the lishkas atloam was on the southwest, and then the next chamber it spoke about, the next room it spoke about, was the lechem apanim, which was on the southeast. And then it continued on to tell us about the lishka on the northeast, and then in the northwest. It was going counterclockwise. It was going derech yamin. So that's the Mishnah in Midos. Umar kachasha derech smol, and the Mishnah in Tamid is not like we assumed. We assumed that the Mishnah in Tamid was also going derech yamin, and the Gemara's answer is that no, the Mishnah in Tamid was not going derech yamin. It was describing the lishka as derech smol. It was going clockwise. So now, how is that an answer? Because says the Gemara like this: Yamr bishlama, turning on Tamid Beis. Yamr bishlama b'marav is dray mishavai. All is good if you say that the lishka satlam was on the north. Was on the southwest, was on the bottom left of the page, because then if we're going to go clockwise, and the last lishka mentioned is the lechem aponim, so it comes out that the lechem aponim was in the southeast, just like the Mishnah Midos had told us. So then, how did the metar is lechem aponim, lechem aponim? That's how we answered the stira. The answer to the stira was the Mishnah Midos was going derech yamin, and the Mishnah Tamu was going derech smol. How is that a teretz? That teretz is only a good teretz if you understand that the lishka satlam was on the southwest of the Beis HaMaikid. Because then if we're going to go derech smol, then the last chamber we're going to speak about is the lechem aponim. It comes out the lechem aponim was on the southeast, on the bottom right of the page, just like the Mishnah Midas. So says the Gemara, Hanu demetar tzachem aponim lechem aponim. Eli'i amit tzvaynis ma'ravis havoi. But if you're going to tell me that really, the lishkas atlam was mainly on the northwest of the Beis HaMaikid, so then Saif, my terutz of the lachem aponim. So then what's the terutz of the lachem aponim? Even if we're going to go derech smol, so now we're going to go clockwise, it's going to come out that the lachem aponim, which was mentioned last, is on the southwest, is on the bottom left of the page. So we didn't answer the stira. You see from here, it must be, from that whole shakulataria, it must be that really the lishkas atlam was on the southwest of the Beis HaMaikid. But anyways, it comes out that the Mishnah in Tamid was going derech smol. So now, frekta Gemara, how could the Mishnah in Tamid tell us about the lishkas and describe them to us derech smol? Va'amar marko pino shatapaina loyu el derech yamin. We know a person's always supposed to turn right. Now he's not supposed to go smol. So why would the Mishnah count and make the cheshbon for us derech smol? It's always, a person's always supposed to go, anytime a person has to turn, he's supposed to go derech yamin lemizrach, he's supposed to go to the right, to the east. So says the Gemara, hani mili ba'avayda. That's during avayda, when a person's doing avayda, and we see in the halacha, it's also during mitzvahs, it's avayda sashem. And avayda sashem, so then we find that there's this concept of going yamin to the mizrach. But here, when the mission is just explaining to us about the different lishkais in the Beis HaMaikid, so then there's no need to go derech yamin dafka, because we're just being mechashbi, we're just staying over the cheshbin of the different lishkais, there's no chiyuv to go dafka derech yamin.